Hi guys, can you wait just one more day? I've been working on the hard drive situation literally all day today, and most everything is ready to go. About the only thing not ready to go are the files for this show. Wouldn't you know? The holdup is because both my primary copy of the files and the backup copy, which were on two different hard drives in two different external hard drive enclosures, were lost when the drives failed. That's bad, but not catastrophic, because I use an online cloud backup service called Backblaze. The unfortunate part is that downloading the files takes almost forever. It took them between 18 and 24 hours to make a zip file of the part of the failed drive that I need to make the show. The reason for that long time is that the zip file is over 95 gigabytes. So I began downloading the file this morning, and there's still about 6 more hours before it completes. And I'm recording this, looking at my clock, at 7:26 p.m. on Monday night. So anyway, that's where we're at. If all goes well, and let's hope it does, the file will be ready to unzip tomorrow morning when I climb out of bed. And of course, that's this morning to you if you're hearing it Tuesday, July 19th, 2016. And then we can get back to business as usual once I have those files unzipped and put into place. Today I had a really great surprise when I went to the mailbox. There was a check waiting for me from a longtime friend of the LifeSpring shows. As a matter of fact, I just did a search in my Gmail inbox and found that the first time John wrote to me was 6 years and 5 days ago. Anyway, John lives in Ontario, Canada, and he wrote a generous check to help pay for a new hard drive. John, thank you so much for your longtime friendship and for your gift. You are a blessing, and you rock. And by the way, I'm not sure if PayPal balked because John is in Canada or just what the problem was, but he was unable to get the one-time donation button to work. But being the intrepid fellow that he is, he did things the old-fashioned way and broke out the old checkbook and wrote a check, put it in an envelope, licked a stamp, and sent it on its way. If you've had difficulties with the PayPal buttons over at support.lifespringmedia.com, be like John. Send a check. So with John's check today and James's PayPal donation over the weekend, I'm still $25 short on the first replacement hard drive, and I do still need to purchase a backup drive. That one's about $120. I also had to purchase a new external hard drive enclosure because I'm pretty sure that one of the enclosures I was using before was what killed one of the drives. The cost on that was about $45. So, if you'd care to help out with these expenses, I still need about $165 to buy the backup drive and pay for the new hard drive enclosure. All the info on how to donate is at support.lifespringmedia.com. Hey, how about you and me pray that I can get an episode done for tomorrow, shall we? Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.